This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We have much to cover today, friends. I got a friend calling in, Mark Sutherland from the UK, in about 10 minutes here. So we need to get it teed up before we get up on him. And with that said, we're going to be talking about part two, Hitler Never Pulled the Trigger. A lot of people are freaking out about a possible military takeover. Martial law. The fact of the matter is we need to remind the presidents, yes, you heard me right, the governors, yep, you heard me right, all representatives, senators, congressmen, judges, I don't care who they are in any government capacity, they're to uphold the U.S. Constitution, they're not to tear it down. Now, going back to my headline here concerning what's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Hitler never pulled the trigger, but his subordinates said that they were just doing their job. I'm here to tell you they weren't doing their job, and it's a history lesson we better learn, because if we don't, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind. With that said, I want to get over to this really quick, friends. If you want to watch us live, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click us onto YouTube, join us on live chat. You can also check out 13 articles giving you information, friends, that the CIA-controlled media, the mainstream media's narrative. Folks, much of the information that's coming out that is factual is countering the mainstream narrative to a T. And there's no surprise here in any sense of the word. Information they're not giving you, they're pushing the narrative of pandemonium, fear, hysteria, because they want to paralyze you, because they want to continuously overreach, friends, usurp the powers delegated to them by we the people, because they're trying to establish something that we've never given them the power to do so. We're going to get to that as well, friends. But I want to let you know, if you want to jump over to beforeitsnews.com, you can watch us live there as well, beforeitsnews.com. Join us on live chat. Click us on. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, you get the point. Folks, do you remember March 9th, 2020, when Donald Trump tweeted, March 9th of this month, the fake news media and their partner, the Democratic Party, unconstitutional, is doing everything within its semi-considerable powers. It used to be greater, he said, to inflame the coronavirus situation far beyond what the facts would warrant, said Donald Trump on March 9th, 2020. He goes on, Surgeon General, the risk is low to the average American. Now, on March 17th of 2020, this is what Donald Trump said again, contradicting everything he said on March 9th of 2020. I felt it was a pandemic long before it was called a pandemic. Friends, can you make up as to what's going on here in this country? Tim Brown just posted scam alert. And I can tell you firsthand experience, friends. Yesterday we had Jason Jones on out in Hawaii. Jason's made us aware that the mainstream media out there was pushing pandemonium, fear, creating hysteria, fueling the narrative with the coronavirus. And all the people that were in Hawaii lined up to get their coronavirus test. Jason Jones took the time to go to one of the clinics. Guess what, friends? There was nobody there. There was nobody there. Ron Paul recently wrote, as I highlighted a couple days ago, that the coronavirus is nothing but a hoax. Who would know better than someone from the inside out? I talked to several nurses. I talked to one RN yesterday in the state of Minnesota. He called me up, shared with me as to what's taking place here in the state of Minnesota. He said, with all this hype and this hysteria being promoted by the media, he said, we don't have anybody coming in. We don't have any lines. He said, we had one guy come in who had flu-like symptoms, but because he wasn't sick enough, they turned him away. Friends, what's going on here? What's going on here? What is the distraction? What's really taking place here in the United States of America? Always pay attention, friends. When there's something, when the mainstream media pushes a narrative, look the other direction because you'll find out. Well, we're finding out right now on sonsoflibertymedia.com that 12 medical experts contradict both the lying politicians and the mainstream media. This is coming from professionals, friends. Okay? But let me ask you something, because I seen a post, a meme this morning of Nancy Pelosi. For the life of me, now there's 328 million people in the United States of America giving their tongue of defeatism through their inactions in dealing with the likes of a criminal like that of Nancy Pelosi. They sit there and talk about what Nancy's going to do to us now, or what the president's going to do to us now, or what this agency's going to do to us now. Do the math, America. How does that line up? 328 million people in this country scared to death of what 545 people undealt with concerning their crimes against we the people. The American people sit back, they throw their hands up in the air and say, oh, what are they going to do to us next? Whoa! A nation of cowards is what this has become. But I want you to listen to this. This post is Nancy Pelosi. Either I get my way or you can starve. I'm Nancy Pelosi and I approve of this message. Does anybody know what's going on concerning this unconstitutional executive order and the bill that they're trying to pass right now, friends, concerning the coronavirus? Is anybody paying attention to the pork inside of this bill right now? Because it is offensive, to say the least, in every sense of the word. Pamela Geller yesterday brought us up to date concerning all the pork in this bill. And folks, again, you can't even make it up. This is a list of the pork in the coronavirus relief bill. You ready for this? $300 million in the coronavirus relief bill. That is not even coronavirus related. $300 million for, guess what? Foreign refugees. $800 million for endowment of the humanities and arts. $100 million for NASA. $25 million for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building. I'm not making this up. $25 million for additional House of Reps salaries. A nationwide mandate for ballot harvesting. A automatic visa extension for all foreign workers. Your country's being handed off, friends, through distraction right now. Same-day voter registration for the 2020 presidential election and amnesty for nearly 800,000 DACA illegal aliens.
William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I have online right now Mark Sutherland from the UK, and we had talked the other day, and we thought it was important that we got him online so that 119 cities might pay attention to what's going on over in the UK, because, friends, sooner or later, it's going to hit here, too. So let's do our best to, well, learn that old saying, prevention is better than cure, if we can. Mark, you there?
I am here, sir. It's lovely to join you. Hope you're well.
Thank you for joining us, Mark. Now, again, there's so many things we can cover. We have one segment, and I want to do my best to cover what we can. Give us the lay of the land, if you would, right now, Mark, as to what's taking place over there in the UK, if you could.
Well, very slowly, our Prime Minister, with advisors, has been turn the screws on. We have a term over here where police by consent. He's been trying to get the consent of the British public onto his side. Now, initially, let's make no bones about it. Something has come out of China, right? That is it, period. So what has happened, that has, of course, then has affected Italy, that has gone into France, and then because of air travel, etc., we have then found that in our nation. So what we have at the moment, we have in East London, in Excel, we now have a reaction to say that this is serious. We have to lock down, which has just happened 2 days ago in people's homes. We do not want the British public wandering around. You're allowed to go out and have an hour's exercise. We are now saying that you need to keep distance from another human being of 2 meters. You can go to grocery shops, that is all. And with what's happening in your great nation, we are seeing the fact that our whole of our economy is being shut down. Referring to Excel, which is in East London, we're now seeing the fact that you are having to set up temporary hospitals. That was on the BBC News saying that they're going to do that because potentially they think, you know, they're going to have to deal with 4,000 patients, etc. So there is this lockdown. You may see the fact that there are pictures on our tube lines, on our underground trains, of packed trains. The amount of trains that have been available have been slowly reduced. And now we have a situation where you've got construction workers who are on building sites. We now need to start shutting all those construction sites down. What am I saying to 121 cities in America? What I'm saying at the moment is that our reaction, we have to accept, yes, that this virus is real, but there seems, as I am concerned, just like you, the fact that, let's go for it, the fact, in my opinion, the various forces then want to use this to then shut down the Western world economy. So let's just make a point here. When the World Health Organization, the person that runs that, let's join a few dots, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but he is a Marxist, he is Ethiopian, I think may have even been a member of a particular terror group out there as well. So let's just throw that out. Let's also just look at how some of these things are then funded. Let's throw something else out that is not conspiratorial. Let's look at event 201 that happened in October, and then suddenly it's like a war game of what would happen if the world had a pandemic. Bill Gates, etc.
2015, yes.
Yeah, well, there was an event last October called 201, last year, in October, that looked at this. All of this is out there. People need to start connecting the dots. Now, that's where our country is in regard to a lockdown, looking at that across the whole of the nation. The government actually were not very happy on Monday. I mean, I will give our Prime Minister due, praise where it's due. As he says, the last thing I want to do is restrict people's movement, etc. The last thing I want to do is restrict people's alienable right, and he used that word, which I thought was rather interesting, to go down to a British pub and meet. This is what is going on, but I am as concerned as you are, along with dear friends across the pond, that this is a challenge in regard to people's liberties and rights, because as someone has already raised, at the moment, testing. Are we actually testing enough for people? Do we know that people are actually dying from this disease or not? What are they are? What are they actually dying from? And they are dying from this disease. But how many are actually doing that, or is that the flu? We've just had, and Bradley, it's been reported that a diplomat, I think called Stephen Dick, who's a British diplomat in Hungary, in Budapest, in Hungary, has died from this disease. Now, I'm just going to throw something out there. There is a chatter, and it's because of the technology, because we all love our mobile phones, and we jump from 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, and now we have 5G, which are antennas outside the telephone system. Vodafone, I believe, has switched on, 5G within Hungary. There is some huge questions in regard to this as well, as is also within Wuhan, also within China and their technology. So going back to what potentially is coming to you, and we're seeing this. You were talking to me the other day about the amount of gun sales going on, etc. The fact that we have seen over here, and also as you have had, we've seen the fact that people have gone, to Walmart, people have gone to Costco, people have been hoarding toilet rolls and all this. This mass panic. What's fascinating is that Iceland has been raised. Iceland is actually testing a lot of their population, and some of the tests are coming back and going, well, are people actually dying from this disease, or actually, are they actually dying from the flu or the common cold? For you as a nation, and Dr. Drew said this last week, I'm not saying anything that isn't out there, and as we always say, you and I always say, people, go and do the research. For you to have a pandemic in regard to the flu, you would see 80,000 people die out of a population, I think, in your nation of 350 million. Anyone dying is appalling, but if you work out that percentage, that's not bad, right? So what are people actually dying from? But in regard to liberty, you are right. We are seeing us lockdown. We may, in fact, within London, we have a big freeway that goes around London called the M25. Are we facing the fact that, and I am inside that motorway, are we facing the fact that there would be a complete shutdown within London? And plus you over there, you know, this whole thing of then, like we have, printing money, having $2 trillion to save the economy, the fact that the Democrats are going to have slipped in this, have slipped in that, etc. And they actually, do they actually care about the working man and woman on Main Street and in your country? And I come to the conclusion that they don't. There's one person who I can't think of who said it. It's now our opportunity to put stuff in, put regulations in regard to this bill that actually benefits our causes. And, of course, the way that they're happening, and having made a film recently called The Iris Echo, about basically about communism, we are facing the abuse of this that looks like a spread of totalitarianism.
That's right. That's right. Mark, let me insert some things that I want to point out here. In America today, okay, for example, we have the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. She's talking about protecting the people with a bill for testing the coronavirus. Well, we found out from a pro-life organization that they had to fight off and to ensure that the taxpayer funding of abortion was not slipped into Congress's coronavirus relief packages, right? We're being told that churches need to shut down. But we're also being told that Planned Parenthood, man, their doors are wide open for business, okay? We also have multiple senators in the United States accused of insider trading and selling off millions of dollars in stock a week before this broke. We found out the Kushner family ties to profit healthcare underscores conflicts of interest concerning the coronavirus. We see at the same time, simultaneously, armies being deployed out onto the streets, our brothers and our sisters, our dads, our grandpas, so on and so forth, that the government's attempting to use to basically quarantine their own family members in many cases. We're also seeing a double standard every single time something's being thrown down on we the people, as I highlighted during the first segment. 94% of the people in this country don't believe the media. I can't find a person to save my life that trusts the government. And what we find is the only people freaking out in the United States of America right now, Mark, are the people that are sitting in front of the television. I would ask you one question, and I'm going to give you the final say-so. What is it, when it comes to the coronavirus, have you seen one person sick from the coronavirus? Have you seen somebody die from the coronavirus? I need to know that before we take this mandatory break.
No, I haven't. But do I know of? I'm told that one person today actually had it and has actually recovered in the hospital at the age of 101, and they are my neighbours. But
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress won't vote on the $2 trillion economic rescue package on Wednesday. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told lawmakers that he will give all House members 24 hours notice before holding a vote on the package. That means the earliest a House vote could be is Thursday afternoon. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News, "We need to get the show on the road as people in his state are suffering."
Every restaurant and bar in South Carolina is closed. As long as you can't congregate with 10 people or more, the entire economy is shut down. So people need a paycheck. They need to have burdens taken off them, their student loan payment deferred. There are so many good things in this bill. There's $2 trillion. It is very generous.
The Senate will pass the bill later on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Go to Bradley Dean double E on Facebook, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean on YouTube. If you want to watch us live right now, you can. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, along with 13 articles. Go to the right side of the page, click it on, and join us on live chat even now. Or go to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, and do the same there, friends. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Just had our friend Mark Sutherland from the UK explaining to us as to what's transpiring over there. And obviously it's going to leak, folks. It's going to overflow into the United States of America if we don't understand who we are. It's interesting. I was talking to Mark earlier this week, and he was talking about how the American people have been given a great gift. It's called the U.S. Constitution. And he talked about how foreign countries, third world countries, smaller countries across the globe are waiting for the American people to get back to the Constitution, not to their favorite political party, friends, which is set up to divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. Okay, now with that said, I want to get back over to our topic so I can kill this thing before the end of the show. Tim Brown just posted on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 12 medical experts contradict both the lying politicians and the mainstream media. Simultaneously, while all this fear is being pushed on you, America, this is what you need to pay attention to. This is what you're being distracted from. The list of pork in the coronavirus relief bill. Okay, listen. This is the list, the short list, friends. It's actually not a short list. This is the tip of the iceberg, but I'm going to highlight these so I can get over to my main topic. Again, the list of pork in the coronavirus relief bill. $300 million. This is attached to the coronavirus relief bill, friends. It has nothing to do with that. Okay, absolutely nothing to do with the coronavirus. $300 million for foreign refugees. Folks, perfect judgment is that they will be made the head and you will be the tail. This is why you have Ilhan Omar jumping on the Trump train and saying how good of a job he's doing right now. Because they're in it together, friends. They're not divided. This is pro wrestling at its very worst. $800 million in this coronavirus relief bill, $800 million for endowment for the humanities and arts, $100 million for NASA, $25 million for cleaning supplies for the Capitol building. I'm not making this up. $25 million for additional House of Reps salaries so they can increase their salaries. You know what I hear all day long, friends? Because everybody's calling Bradley right now. You want to know why? Because they're afraid of what's going on right now, and they're driving. The Lord using those judgments are driving them back to himself. That's what you should be listening to. This is the judgment of God above the bad guys, friends. They're being used just like the good people that call themselves Christians, and those that really are Christians, they're being chastised and judged right now, okay? No one's above this. As I shared with you a couple days ago concerning the book of Amos, it applied to the kings and the princes, and it fell to the people because the people didn't deal with the kings and the princes, and therein lies America's problem right there. The American people allow 545 people and unconstitutional creative agencies that are poised against you and your Christian constitutional heritage. 328 million people stand back and play the game of watching their favorite clown in the circus of politics, acting as if this has nothing to do with them and their posterity, when in fact it has everything to do with you and your posterity. Right now, your country, as I just highlighted concerning the pork in the coronavirus relief bill, has nothing to do with the coronavirus. It has everything to do with aiding foreigners to come into America, friends. Oh my, Deuteronomy 28 verse 43. Read it, folks. Deuteronomy 28 verse 43. To a T. You want specificity? I'll give it to you because it's in the Word of God. That's where we're at right now. Okay? Now, getting back to my topic from yesterday, which is line upon line, precept upon precept, keep in mind, friends, people today are afraid of martial law. Martial law. 545 people may call for martial law. You know who's feeding the fear of this narrative? It's the hippie generation. It's the useful idiots that you believe somehow or another are journalists. It's the hirelings in the pulpits today, friends. Instead of going back and preaching the Word of God, namely Psalm 91, like I talked about 2 weeks ago, what we're seeing being uncovered right now is a whole lot of believers that don't believe. And that's exactly what the Lord is doing, is separating the sheep from the goats and bringing into the herd, into the flock, those that should be here and kicking out those that shouldn't. And I'm going to tell you, those that shouldn't, they're doing it to themselves. They're doing it to themselves. But people are afraid of martial law right now. Let me tell you, the title of my program from yesterday was Hitler Never Pulled the Trigger. He didn't. Dictators don't do that, friends, for the most part. Some have. Many have, as a matter of fact. But in Hitler's case, he never pulled the trigger. His subordinates did. And you know what they said during the Nuremberg trials? They tried to blame Adolf Hitler for what they were responsible for. They were the ones doing Adolf Hitler's killing for him. Friends, think about this. If governors, namely first and foremost the president, and governors and mayors and the military and the police, they all uphold the Constitution, guess what? They're going to do their duty, and they're going to stand up against those that are giving unconstitutional orders. That's how they neuter tyranny. Hey, friends, just think about this. Federal government and all their unlawfulness, the bureaucracies that have been created, they're all hand-picked and they're all hand-planted to continuously aggrandize more power unto themselves to subject the American people to them being servants to them. So that makes you, if you want a definition, a serf or a vassal. You're maintaining your master's field right now. This is how they are operating. They have lost their place. They no longer recognize that they work for the people, that their consent, the consent of the people, friends, right? We give delegated authority to them. They have forgotten that they work for us because the American people are too busy caught up in, again, the circus of politics and their favorite unconstitutional party. That's what's happening here. You're doing it to yourself, America. Hey, listen, if good governors uphold the Constitution, if good military men and women uphold the Constitution, if the police uphold the Constitution, if the mayors uphold the Constitution, if the president would uphold the Constitution, there would be no threat to we the people in this country. But everybody feels that threat, and it reminds me of what Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And you know that's where we're at today. But Thomas Jefferson comes behind that with the positive, and he finishes, but when the government fears the people, then you have liberty. That's what's missing in this country. And it's missing because the people in this country fear the government more than they fear God. Read Proverbs 16:6 when you get a moment. Hey, folks, Hitler never pulled the trigger. But again, those that did his killing for him, his subordinates, said they were just doing their job. I'm here to tell you, no, they weren't doing their job. No, they weren't doing their job. If they were doing their job, 12 million Jews, German dissidents, gypsies, and political opposition, along with intellectuals, would have never been exterminated if the good people in Germany were doing their job. And we know, as a matter of fact, friends, from a book written by Martin Niemöller, that it was the church that was aiding and abetting that of Adolf Hitler to come to power along with the Third Reich to do the things that he did to the innocent people at large in the first place. Same thing happening here. The greatest advocate to abortion in this country, friends, is the church. The greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda is the church, and it's a counterfeit. It's a lack of Christianity, friends. Let me add this for the new listener. Also keep in mind the greatest advocate to individuals coming in from the Middle East that mean to conquer America. It's the church, friends, that are alluring them into the United States of America. Why? Because they've sold you out for 30 pieces of silver the same way Judas did with a kiss concerning the Son of Man. I want to say to you, it would have been better that you hadn't been born. It would have been better that you had not been born. But again, friends, if everybody's doing their job, we don't have anything to worry about. I have a lot of friends that are police officers. They're good guys. They're going to stand on the side of the Constitution of the United States of America. You know, I got to ask the question, where are all these organizations that when everything's going smoothly are blowing their own horn about how we're going to uphold the Constitution? And yet when a little fire comes, you don't hear a peep from these organizations, but they're right there during good times, friends, to continuously suck money out of the American people, to continuously aid them in living a lavish lifestyle. I'm just kind of curious. Where are all these organizations? You can't find them right now. Yesterday we talked about an executive order and what's constitutional and what's not. Let me put it in a nutshell for you. If it doesn't comply, if it's not allied with the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws, it's null and void. It's null and void. If the President of the United States of America gives an order that's unconstitutional, it is for the governors, it is for the mayors, it is for the military, it is for the police to stand up against that unconstitutional order, Americans. But what do we hear? We hear from all the little capitulating, effeminate, fearful men. Oh, my God, what are they going to do to me next? They're saying, I'm getting phone calls. Look what they're doing to us now. Yeah, do the math. Do you know how stupid and foolish you look right now? You look like a coward, and you have the audacity to call yourself a Christian. That's not Christianity. The Bible says in Proverbs 28, the righteous are bold as lions. That's just in you by the Holy Ghost when you're born of His Spirit. Spirit, John 3:3. And strong confidence have they that fear the Lord. They trust in the Lord, which is a blessing. Those that trust in man, they're the ones that are freaking out. And how many of them that are freaking out right now have the audacity to call themselves Christians? You are a hypocrite, and you deserve the hell that you're creating because you refuse to stand up and obey the living God. Read Deuteronomy 4. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Quick break. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We are countering the narrative that is being fueled 24/7. And it's not just the mainstream media's useful idiots. This is coming from today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals. This is coming from the pulpits. Everybody pushing fear at the same time. I want to tell you something. Regardless of what you do, we don't take counsel from our fears in this house. We serve the Lord. That's who we fear. We walk in the light of His countenance, period. Period. Oh, that's a little extreme. No, you look a little unextreme. You look foolish. You look neutered. You look effeminate. You look fearful. Waiting for the next order to come from your masters who further wield your chains through your ignorance. Wanted to highlight this really quick. Revelations 21, verse 8. But the fearful, it's the first group of people that are called out. But the fearful and unbelieving, they're afraid because they don't believe, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. I just wanted to lay that on you. Bradley, that's really condemning. Yeah, condemnation belongs to those that hate the light and love darkness. Read John chapter 3, starting in verse 19 when you get a moment. There is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the Spirit. There's no condemnation to them. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made us all free from the law of sin and death. We've been delivered from the curse of the law, poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. Why? Because we trust the Lord. Period. Hey, well, listen, let me tell you this. While it's raining judgment upon the rest of the Egyptians, Christians, real Christians, remember there was a Goshen, okay? Remember when everybody laughed at Noah and the souls that were saved, which happened to be eight. Remember how they mocked him and scoffed him? And then all of a sudden it was funny until it started to rain. Now it's raining judgment. They're in the ark. Now who's laughing? And by the way, as a word of encouragement to Christians that practice what they preach, keep in mind judgment floats your boat. Tell the wicked, woe unto them. It's a curse. Tell the righteous that it will be well with them, regardless if it costs us our life or not. Period. With all this narrative that's being fed, it's time to quarantine the politicians and the mainstream media's propagandists. 98% of your problems would go away instantaneously, friends. Instantaneously. Getting back to Hitler never pulled the trigger. People are afraid that there's going to be martial law in America. It's unconstitutional, friends. Okay? Listen to what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, every law consistent with the Constitution will have been made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Did you grant them powers to do so? Did God give us a law that tells the government that they go ahead and quarantine us at will as they continuously lie to us, as they continuously rob the coffers, along with their buddies in the mainstream media? Is there a, No. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, period. Charles D. Montesquieu, he's one of your signers, helped along, not one of your signers in the sense of the Constitution or the Declaration. He helped lay down the common law in the United States of America with John Locke and William Blackstone, okay? They don't have, there's no law in the U.S. Constitution that gives them the right to do the wrong thing. There is none. And furthermore, let me take it a step further. There is no constitutional provision nor statute that explicitly permits executive orders. Did you hear me? Read Article 2, Section 1, Clause 1. Read Article 2, Section 3, Clause 5. And you have a majority of the people scared to death. They don't have the authority to do what they're doing. Oh, I wanted to let you know. Thank you, Lord. Did you also know, this is important for you to know, what your federal government is doing right now, okay? Along with and in alliance with state governments. House Bill H.R. 5717 will add 30% tax on all guns, and a 50% tax on all ammo, and will require a federal license to purchase both. Why are they so busy trying to disarm you, America? And they're trying to push this through immediately. Also, it says you would need this federal license to own, handle, or shoot any guns you already own. I'm telling you, friends, this is a test. I'm telling you, Lord, this is, or friends, I'm telling you, this is the Lord getting your attention one way or another. Either you're going to lawfully deal with corruption in this government, 328 million people, or 328 million people, you're going to capitulate and subject yourself and your posterity to 545 people that don't understand how to tell the truth. What good are they if they don't know how to tell the truth? Just think about that. It's the job of our representatives, every single one of them, to take care that the laws be faithfully executed and shall commission all the officers of the United States. Article 2, Section 3. Okay, now listen carefully. Article 6, Section 2. Senators, representatives, before mentioned, and the members of the several state legislatures, and all executive and judicial officers, the judges, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath of affirmation. They put their hand on the Bible to support this Constitution, but what do they go on to say? To do what? To magnify the laws found in the U.S. Constitution. It's not their job to take unconstitutional orders in no capacity. It's their job, if the commander of the in chief gives them some unconstitutional order, to actually resist him and to deal with him. There's provision found in the U.S. Constitution. Okay? I want you to think about this. It is their job and obligation to stand against and resist such an order in dealing with the domestic enemies, even if it is the president, the governors, the mayors. If the laws are upheld, listen carefully, the innocent will not be violated. And if people really in this country trusted their representatives, guess what? They wouldn't be freaking out right now. I just put a post on my site just this morning, friends. For all of you that are continuously feeling this narrative, unfriend me now. I have 700 people waiting to be my friend right now. I don't need your friendship. I need people that are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. I don't want them around me. They're like poison. They contaminate everything they touch when they're fearful. Our said representatives cannot violate anyone if no one is going to violate the law for them. So all those subordinates under the President of the United States of America, as long as they abide by the U.S. Constitution, America, you don't have anything to worry about. But you already know you can't trust these people for the most part. I said earlier, I have a lot of friends that are cops. They're great guys. They're for the U.S. Constitution, across the boards. Many of them are saying, you know what they say? We're going to go get the guns. They're standing up and say, go get them yourself. That's right. That's what neuters tyranny right there, friends. That's what neuters tyranny. Unlimited powers to act, corrupt the minds of those who possess it. And this I know, my lords, that where the law ends, this is what we're seeing, tyranny begins. William Pitt said that. Therefore, if the executive order is not congruent with the United States Constitution, then it is simply null and void. I'm ending with this over the next 2 minutes. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Marbury versus Madison in 1803. Every law consistent with the Constitution will have made in pursuance of the powers granted by it. Every usurpation or law repugnant to it cannot have been made in pursuance of its powers. The latter will be nugatory and void. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America, Eliot, page 4, 187 through 88. Alexander Hamilton said, Eliot 2, 362, the laws of Congress are restricted to a certain sphere. And when they depart from this sphere, they are no longer supreme or binding. In the same manner, the states have certain independent power in which their laws are supreme. Okay? William Davy, Pennsylvania, page 277. This Constitution, as to the powers therein granted, is constantly to be the supreme law of the land. Not the president, not the party, because you like him better than the other one. Again, that's divide and conquer. It's not the supreme law and exercise of a power not granted. Did you grant them power? Absolutely not. Then where did they grab it from? Exactly. And that's a question mark only you can answer. But I'll tell you what, if you want to shut down the New World Order, then you deal with all the corrupt criminals in government that Donald Trump failed to prosecute. That's your job. Alexander Hamilton, concerning the Supremacy Clause, the Federalist Papers 33. It will not, I presume, have escaped observation that it expressly confines the supremacy to laws made pursuant to the U.S. Constitution. And, he said, the Federalist Papers 78, there is no position which depends on clear principles than that every act of a delegated authority from us to them, contrary to the commission under which it is exercised, is void. No legislative act. It's null. It's void. It's completely created out of thin air. It's important that you understand your documents so you know what is law and what is unlaw at this point. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.